but with your permission. Okay, so good afternoon. This is an opportunity in the next hour or so for everyone that didn't have an idea about Judaism to get an idea what it means. Plus, we will speak about three different things. Step number one in the lecture, how much we believe in God as opposed to how much we know that He exists. Believing or knowing. Second, after we prove scientifically that He exists, next question is, what's the connection between Him and the Bible, the most famous book in history? Third, after we prove the second part, the third part is the hardest one. What's the difference between Judaism to all the other 80,000 religions and cults that started after? That's step number three. Hopefully we have enough time for that. Step number one, I want to ask with your permission, from 0 to 100, but only honest answers, only the truth. From 0 to 100%, rate yourself how much you believe in God. From 0 to 100%, I want everyone to tell me percentage wise, 60%, 70, 90, 99, 0, whatever it is. Okay? We'll start from here. Jacob.
If I say 100%, then I'm a liar.
Okay, so say the truth. That's why I said the truth, without being embarrassed.
I believe 100%, but if I do...
That's another question. I'm not talking about doing. I'm talking about believing. I guess that's the most common question in history. There's not one human being ever in this planet that didn't ask himself almost every week or every month or even once a year this question. What's going on here? You understand? So the question is it coincidence? Is it explosion? No supervisor, no planner, no nothing? Or there is God, He made everything, He's in charge of everything, from 0 to 100%, without any embarrassment. 100%, what do you say? 100%, what do you say?
99,
what do you say? 100%. Benny?
Zero.
What do you say?
70.
Wow, everyone here could be a rabbi. Well, 95.
Oh, I believe 100% in God, but I have conflict with the Bible.
Ah, that's second step. Well, we are now in the short step. The first step is 10 minutes. Then we move on to the second step. From 0 to 100.
I believe in something, yeah, 100%.
100%. 80.
102.
Good. So we are, all of us, we are anywhere from 70 to 100, right? 70 was the lowest here. 70 to 100. Zero was the lowest, you're right, I'm sorry. I just didn't believe that zero, that's the problem. So, now, my next question is, all these people that rated themselves pretty high, right? From 70 to 100, it's a very high rate. Based on what you based your decision? What made you come to this decision, conclusion, understanding that you believe in God, that there is God? What was the number one reason why you reached that conclusion? You understand the question?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start again. It's important. There's a reason why I'm asking everyone, because I want to know the level of the people here. What should I say? What should I not say? Yes? Oh, actually, you just can. Let's start with you.
I know you're going to tell me that I don't believe even 1%, but I recognize, I understand that there's God, and I believe in God, 100%.
What made you believe in it? Just shortly. Before the Torah, we are not religious yet. We are secular Jews, or non-Jews, or Jews, whatever you want to call it. We have no belief right now. We're starting from zero.
Okay, everything has created in this world.
Okay, so?
Like man created.
Okay. So basically, let me understand you correctly. You look at the creation and you understand there is a creator.
Right?
Everyone agrees with him?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you agree with these statements that the more brilliant is the creation, it indicates about the greatness of the Creator?
Yes.
Right? To make a plastic cup, you don't need to be a genius. To make a laptop, you cannot be a fool. To make an F-16 jet, you have to be even a little bit more sophisticated. And to make this world, nothing can be more sophisticated than the Creator of this world. Billions of people, just one brain, it's like trillions of laptops in its brilliance. One brain of any human being, the dumbest in the world. Take the dumbest person you know in the entire world with the lowest IQ, with no intelligence, to make somebody like him, you would need more talent than to create all the computers in the world. And this is not an exaggeration, it's a fact. So obviously, whoever made that stupid guy, or fool, whatever you want to call him, was somebody very smart. Multiply by 6.4 billion, multiply by trillions of animals, multiply by trillions of trees, multiply by trillions of stars, and so forth and so on until tomorrow, had to be somebody great. Had to be somebody that there's no words to describe his greatness. You agree so far? Everyone agree? Okay. My next step now, I'm going to ask a few questions and tell me if the way I think is right or wrong. What is it true to claim that the reason I believe in God is because when I always do good things to people, good things happen to me. But when I do bad things to people, bad things happen to me, which makes me come to the conclusion that I either get rewarded or punished in my life based on the way I behave. Is it true or false?
False.
What do you say?
I have this theory that...
We're only talking about scientific facts, remember, not beliefs now. Believing means not knowing. When a person say, I believe, he actually say, I don't believe. Why? If I say, I believe in God 70%, right away I actually claim that I have 30% doubt, right? From 0 to 100. In math, in science, if you're a great scientist and you come and say, I believe that tomorrow there will be an eclipse or something. So nobody will put their money on that star that it will be. Why? Because I say I believe. But if I say we know tomorrow it's going to be, people will treat the news different, right? Okay, so now based on what I say, is it scientifically proven or it's only a theory right now? Based on what you say, it's false. So it's a theory. What do you say?
Theory.
What do you say?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, soon by the answer, maybe you will. You understand the question? Okay, I'll repeat the question. If two people didn't understand, that means I'm the problem. So again, is it true to look at my actions in life and if I see that when I do something good, I get good, and when I do bad, I get bad, is it enough reason for me to reach a conclusion that because of that fact, there is God that either punish me or reward me?
Yes.
Is it true or not? Can it be proven scientifically? So let's save time. The answer is of course not. He's right.
Oh.
Why? Very simple. Because Saddam Hussein has more money than all of us multiplied by a billion. I'm not speaking about him now. He was a fool. He brought it to himself. But if he stayed in position, if he was a little bit, he's taking his pride down, he would live until 80 and he would have billions of dollars and slaves and servants and power and fame and everything he can dream on. So based on that, right away, this has become a theory. It's not been proven. But I want to ask another question. How the world would look every time a person will do something good, right away he will get rewarded. And every time somebody do something bad, right away he will get punished. Is this a great way to run the world, or it's a big mistake? What do you think? If you would be that God, that creator, that supervisor, right? Every time someone did something good, you reward him right away. Every time someone stole, right away he lose. Every time he spoke about his friend bad, somebody did the same to him. Every time he cheated on his wife, the next thing, somebody cheated on him. Whatever, millions of examples. The question is this is a productive way to run the world, or it's actually a distraction?
There's no support in that. There's no support, there's no merit.
You went too far. Let's stay low. Distraction. Can you explain why?
Maybe everything, whatever we think bad is now, it's not necessarily going to be bad through the time. So you need, you can't punish.
Oh, you went too far. I mean really bad, which means a person stole $1 million before he realized an hour later $2 million was stolen out of his account. That's for sure bad, right? You come to your account, you see $2 million less.
If he stole $1 million to feed 300 dirty kids in Somalia.
Right. No, I called that he did something bad. Even though to steal $1 million to feed kids in Somalia is just as bad, and I'll explain if there will be time.
Sure.
Yeah, because if it won't be bad, then there will not be life here. You understand? If a person that is rich will have to be guilty of something, which means it will allow their poor people to steal from him, then right there you destroy the world. You understand? So everyone has to have what the Creator want to give him. Nobody has permission to interfere. If God want to give you something, that's yours. I have no permission to touch it.
Rabbi, what you're basically saying, if there was reward and punishment right away.
Yes, that's my question. No, so based on that, he said destruction, but he didn't explain why. And I explained for him. The reason is because we are going to find out in a few minutes that the main thing in life is the free choice that human beings have as opposed to animals and other creatures. There's only one thing that makes us different than the animals and all the other people. That every human being, regardless from what race, what religion in the entire world, has something the animals do not have. What is it? Has a free choice to do good or bad, based on his intelligence, based on his choice, 100%. He chooses to take care of his son or to neglect him and put him on the street. That's his choice. If he decided to leave him 5 years old and leave him on the street and let somebody kidnap him, obviously it wasn't the right thing to do, but that was his choice to do. Later he may regret it and may try to correct. Sometimes it's possible, sometimes it's too late. Every step we're going to make, do you agree with me that it's our choice, or some of you may have a thought that it was already pre-decided for us by God? Do you think that your life, the wheel of the car, it's in your hand 100%, or maybe it's not in your hand at all, or maybe partially it's in your hand and partially it's not in your hand? What do you think?
I think it's partially
it's in your hand.
The choice is in our hand.
100% actually, 100%.
So we are the captain of the boat.
No.
100% over there.
Yes.
Okay.
We only choose from what we have the choices to make.
Okay. So based on what you say now, basically the fact that you're here is not your decision.
No.
You're supposed to be here. It was decided for you from the day you're born, right? So basically you're a robot.
No, you could have.
No, wait. You're a robot. Of that Creator.
Yeah.
Okay. Based on that, tell me please, based on that theory of yours, what's the purpose of jails and police and court system? It's not necessary. If every human being is a robot, that means everything was decided for him. That means the murderer of Kennedy, what do you want from him? Why is he in jail, poor guy? Someone programmed him in the day that he born to go and kill Kennedy. You have to kiss him and say, we feel bad for you that this is the way you were programmed. Why you put the rapist in jail? Why you put the murderers in jail? Why you get upset when you lose or make? What's the point? It's all pre-decided. That's it. Finished. Now tell me please, let's use common sense. If the Creator put us ease and programmed everything from A to Z, then based on that theory, what's the purpose of this creation? What's the purpose of this creation? If I'm an engineer and I created a Lego and all kinds of doors or robots, and I program the computer that he will move a little bit to the right, he will move to the left, he will hit him on his head, he will fall down, he will collapse, he will get up. I program everything and they move. What's the purpose of these movements? Every creation has a purpose. Everyone understand that? Why this table was made like this, with this material? Because they wanted it to be smooth and straight. What happened if it would be bumpy? It would be worthless. So whoever made that, why did they make a white line around it? That no matter how busy you are looking for the ball, in your subconscious you recognize the border of the table. Why? It will help you to know how to eat the ball. Every little thing has a reason. What do you think? Someone just decided to do it and coincidence? finish, we'll do it. No, he made it that high because that's the ideal height. He made the net in the middle. Why it's not here, the net? Because it wouldn't be fair game. One mistake in a creation destroyed the purpose of the creation. Right away, it's worthless. Take this computer. It has billions of screws and wires in it. Million, whatever, 10,000. Take out one. If you take out one, is it worth something? It's worthless, right away. It becomes worthless. So my point to you now, that's the answer to you, the answer to your theory, that you're making a very, very big mistake. And the point is that nobody in the world agree with you, even if he claim what you claim, he does not agree with you. Why? Because then you cannot explain the court and the jail and the city. This is all irrelevant. It's not. We don't need jail. Let everyone do whatever they want, because anyway it's not their choice. You understand? If people would really believe it, then everyone can kill as much as they want, because they're always going to have where to hide. What do you want from me? It wasn't my choice. Understood? Okay, so that's not the case. Next thing. If almost all of you are very close to 100%, the next question that I have to you is, how much efforts you put in your life to recognize this God and to find what does he want from you, because he created you for certain purpose. Who can raise his hand here and claim that he was busy enough hours in his life to investigate the reason why he lives here? Has to be a reason, cannot be coincidence. You're here for a reason. Someone put you here, that creator put you here for a certain purpose. You're different in your face than all the other 6 billion people around you. You're different in your mentality. You're different in your intelligence. You're different in your voice. It has to be a reason why everyone is different than the other. Why no one was made the same? Finished. All made the same. That's my question to you. How much of your life you dedicate to investigate what am I doing here? No? Who can give me an answer? Honestly, how in the average month, how many hours you put to find out what am I doing here? Anyone can say that he dedicate at least an hour a day for it?
Depends. If you think that when we are analyzing whatever we did or whatever we will do, if the analyze of that means that we looking for truth, then probably every one of us analyzing everything we do, maybe not everything, but most of it, and trying. Is that the way to?
You know, I want to tell you something. If you know a little bit history, close to 2,000 years ago, if you check in history, in the Bible or other history book, there were many, many people, actually the majority of the people in the world were worship idols. Okay? We, as ones, the Jews, which is a religion that believes in one God and no others, not like the Greeks, for instance. The Greeks have a God for every little thing, for God of love, the God of the ocean, the God of this, the God of that. We have one God, we always had one God, and this is the main foundation of Judaism, that we have one God. And Islam is based on Judaism. They believe in one God, that's what it means. Allahu Akbar. God is great.